18-year-old Daniel Angerin died in Hainaut on Tuesday. Four people were also injured, two of them police officers. Marcus Aurelio Orduini Monzo, a dual Spanish-Brazilian national from Newham, is accused of several offences, including murder and attempted murder. There's a message of defiance from the man hoping to become Scotland's new First Minister. John Swinney's been SNP leader once before, for nearly 4 years from 2000, but is going for it again. He insists his party can deliver independence.
People will ask, how long will I be around? I am no caretaker. I am no interim leader.
Kate Forbes could emerge as his rival later. Police are moving through a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of California in Los Angeles. There's been a standoff for the last few hours after a dispersal order. 711 people made the dangerous journey across the English Channel yesterday. The Home Office says that takes the year's total to nearly 8,300. An ex-US official says it breaks his heart to see the degree to which the UK has reduced the capacity of its armed forces. It's as a defence source here. Warns the UK can't protect itself against a barrage of missiles. General H.R. McMaster is a former White House National Security Advisor.
I think it would be difficult for the UK to sustain operations at sufficient scale and for ample duration to fight and win. And of course, as part of the alliance, obviously, I think we have to realize that we have been over-optimistic for too long.
The Prime Minister recently proposed a rise in defence spending. And almost 4,000 streets across Glasgow are going to have the speed limit lowered from 30 miles an hour to 20. A similar change in Wales hasn't been very popular. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Don't get me started on that. Don't get me started on the 20 mile an hour speed limit because, I won't be saying very nice things.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the temperature today, 20 degrees, heavy rain and a gentle breeze, but the heavy rain is likely to happen around about sort of 6, 7 o'clock this evening, and then it will be on and off through to the early hours. Tomorrow, again, it looks like rain first thing in the morning from 6 o'clock onwards, and raining for most of the day, and it will be overcast. As you get into the weekend, Saturday, it'll be bright in the morning, a little bit of sunshine, maybe time to do the garden before there might be a 50% chance of rain by about 3 o'clock onwards. So it's a little bit unsettled over the next couple of days, but temperatures are going up they're 20 degrees today, and they're up to about sort of 17 or 18 over the next 5 days.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch, between 10 and 1 weekdays. Now, I have to give a quick shout out for a very, very fantastic organisation we've got here in Brentwood, Brentwood Food Bank. Now, they're feeding lots of people every single week. Otherwise, who would go hungry? Isn't that a dreadful situation to be in 2024? And we did a lot over Easter. A lot of you donated, and they fed over 153 local people in one session. You kindly supplied Easter eggs as well for the children, which were much appreciated. This is an ongoing charity, and they do need more supplies. So it isn't just food. So I will go through the little list of things they're looking for, but they are looking for things like shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, toothpaste, sanitary gels, because all those things are extra. If you've got a limited amount of money, they're all extra on top of actually getting food to keep you going. So they're looking for tinned food like meatballs, tuna, salmon, sardines, mackerel, soups, whether it's tinned custard, fruit, tomatoes, spaghetti, tinned vegetables, jars of pasta sauce, sugar, bags of rice, biscuits and coffee. So if you want to put any extra ones in your basket when you're out shopping this week, or a couple of items over a couple of weeks, then you can drop them off at Brentwood Food Bank. All the details and how to get in contact with Brentwood Food Bank are on our website. Kicking off this final hour of Eat My Brunch, here are The Cause. This is Radio.
Feeling down. There are couples standing on the street sharing summer kisses and silly smiles. doorstep and sky. Pour a glass of wine. With a full glass and an empty heart, I search for something to occupy my mind. But you are in my head, swimming forever in my head, tangled in my dreams, swimming forever. So listen to the radio, with all the songs we used to know. So listen to the radio, remember where we used to go. That's morning light, and it's cold outside. Caught up in a distant dream, I turn and think that you are by my side. So I leave my bed and I try to dress, wondering why my mind plays tricks and fools me into thinking you are there.
Summer breeze. just wanna spend forever with you.
I know this sounds cliche, but I was in love with you from the first sight, like a moth drawn to a flame.
Take me back to the summer breeze, sleeping out by the willow trees. It was the first time you laid your head on my chest.
It was a night I'll never forget. The sweat has turned you on.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Be part of Havering's biggest coffee morning by hosting your own work or personal tea party or coffee morning for St Francis Hospice on any day in May. Support your local charity in their 40th birthday year and help raise vital funds for local people in need. For more information, visit the St Francis Hospice Facebook page or the St Francis Hospice website, sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
Now I'm really loving this next track. It's The Music of Sound. It's a track called Second Light, and it's been composed by Neil March. Flory is on piano and vocals. Eleanor Trent is on flute, and Neil's on synth. Here's The Music of Sound. is the Zootons with Creeping on the Dance Floor. I don't know what I was doing that. What's it doing? What was I doing that for? No idea. I was just joining in. Don't worry about me. I was just joining in. It's just come up to 12:25. Let's have a look at some of the events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, every Monday at the Essex Arms, you can go along for the Phoenix FM open mic night. You might be a singer that's been singing for a long time, or just starting out and you want to test out new material or whatever. It's a really friendly audience, and it kicks off between 8 to 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday session show every Sunday from 10am. Find out more on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, it looks like there's very heavy traffic around Wilson's Corner along Doddinghurst Road, Ongar Road. Very, very busy heading down to the Wilson's Corner at the moment, and round by Shenfield Station as well. You've also got some temporary traffic signals due to water main work on Byron Road around Kingsley Road, and also no through traffic allowed due to water main work on Hatch Road both ways between Alderton Close and Doddinghurst Road. There are also some temporary traffic lights on the B186 as you head in to Brentwood, so just go past Mascales Lane heading down into Brentwood, and as you come up to the mini roundabout there's some traffic lights there, which means they're three way, and it can take a little bit of time, so a little bit of traffic along there as well. Just going to have a quick look at the M25 here. Still one lane closed and delays expected due to emergency repairs in the M25 both ways between junction 27 of the M11, junction 6 and junction 28 of the A12 Brentwood Street roundabout. Lane 1 of 4 is closed. Once you're on the M25, you're heading down towards Lakeside, it is actually clear, and once you're on to, you can travel up to the M11, not too much of a problem. Very clogged up though at the moment along the Ongar Road in both directions. Let's have some David Guetta, and this is One Republic. Shall I try again? One Republic with I Don't Want to Wait. What is wrong with me at the moment? Do you know what? I'm not always normally pronouncing things wrong, but when I was talking to one of my guests the other day, I said something, and as I said it, and I am getting a bit worried, because I said something that sounded like a little bit of a little bit of, and that's how it came out. And they said, could you repeat that? And then I repeated the question. But I was a bit worried by the fact that what I said was, which wasn't really, it might have been a few words mixed in with it, but that's what it sounded like. You see? So, mind you, I talk all the time. I talk all the time. So I'm bound to make slip ups on the radio every now and again. Now I'm waiting for a slip up now. And so are you.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. I don't wanna wait. Got no reason not to celebrate. Baby, I just don't wanna wait. Swimming in the deep blue got me thinking about you. I'm just trying to dive right in. Wanna spend tonight like the last night of chasing all the love we can. And now, oh, I'm in the sea of
Roy Tysak is coming up in a while, and I was just saying to Roy about me going to the House of Lords yesterday, which was for the Society of Women Writers and Journalists. One thing I will say, actually, and Roy was just laughing, is they is when they poured out the wine, you're so used to pouring out massive glasses of wine now. I was like, where's the rest of it? Because it seemed to be like a little thimble. But it wasn't. It was very nice, actually. I had the red because I don't like Pinot Grigio very much. Yes, I'll take my. Yes, exactly. I don't know if there'll be a next time, though, Roy. I think Roy's been up there quite. Roy, you've been probably to the House of Lords a lot of times, have you?
I've been to the House of Commons.
House of Commons, yeah.
Not the House of Lords. It's quite elevated.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody said to me, if I've got an award, I should have said, yeah, actually I have. I think I'm a dame. I think you have to go to the palace for that, don't you?
Nice ring to it, though, isn't it?
What, Dame Michelle?
Dame Michelle.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that's ever going to... What, services to what? Eating?
A lady ward.
Oh, yeah. Is that a bit... Nice? In fact, I actually did a gig years ago at a stately home with a function band. It was a very, very long time ago. And the guy that came out from the house, because it wasn't... The people who were having the wedding reception didn't own the house. They were just having it on their land. And the guy came out and said, yes, the band can set up in the corner and blah, blah, blah. And Lady Ward. I went, oh, I said, my name's Ward. And he said, why, do you spell yours with an E? And I went, no, I spelled it with a... And I said, no, I spelled it with a W. Because I think what it was W-A-R-D-E.
Yeah, sure.
And he just looked at me and I was like, that was made an enemy that day. But yeah, yeah, it was an experience. And if you ever get the chance to go up... up to the you know, to House of Commons or House of Lords, it's a fantastic building. What Great. I saw of it, because obviously there's lots of policemen around yes. everywhere.
Yeah, well, that was a good thing when I went up there. The ones on the gates were my old colleagues.
So oh, they? Oh, you can come in, Roy.
I was sort of swifted through, and it was lovely.
Yeah, and then you have to go. There is security, so you just, you know, but it's. I'd always think when you go up and I literally got out of Westminster Station, and it's literally Big Ben across the way, and it's a 1 minute walk. But I was saying about the architecture, and I never understand why we get so many builds in Essex, like new home builds, that are absolutely rubbish square boxes. I don't understand why they don't sort of say, if you want to build your houses or you want to build the apartments, you've got to make them look... Some of them have got to look a little bit more architectural.
That's right. I mean, style doesn't have to cost money, does it? You know, you can build a stylish house that just looks nice. Doesn't have to have all the fancy stuff on it. Just don't make it a box.
Yeah, they all just seem to be boxes with like glass windows and a little fake balcony outside. Or the houses are just like... But they do... I mean, here we're terrible because we allow property developers and we pay the money for very small houses.
Yes.
And really, they're not big enough, really.
No, you're right.
But what can you do?
This is it. We don't have that power, do we?
We don't.
It's only they would... Day. You never know what people are doing today.
Yes, exactly. We're not allowed to cover that, but I'm just saying about if I was in charge of housing, I would just have a massive house for myself.
Kick them out of Buckingham Palace.
I'll move in. Exactly. There we go. What is coming up on your excellent show today?
All sorts of things. We're saying goodbye to Dwayne Eddy, who sadly passed away this morning. We've got quite a selection of music. And I was talking about a couple of charities that people may not know about that are quite special. I'd also be talking about the Brentwood Photographic Club and an exhibition that they've got going on at the moment. So lots of things to cram in today. It's going to be good.
And is the art trail on at the moment, or is it due to start?
I think it's the 1st of June.
Yeah.
But that's going to be even better this year. They've got so many people involved. And I didn't realise, of course, that you can have photographic exhibits as well. So I think I may have a go myself next year.
Oh.
But Penelope's in, she's in, what do they call it, pre-loved or pre-something?
Yeah, pre-loved on the high street. Yeah, yeah.
She's going to have all of her stuff in there. So
brilliant.
Lots of people to go and have a look at it.
That's a good shop, actually. I popped in there the other day.
Yeah.
Got some nice things. I went into 6 charity shops on the high street, and they're all really good. And that's where I bought these glasses, Roy. Look, I was so pleased. I'm telling you, if you've got problems with your eyes and you just think, I need a pair of readers, can't afford to go and get a prescription. These ones, look, quite heavy.
Very nice.
£1.99.
Excellent.
I look like one of the two Ronnies, probably the fat one. But I do. But, I mean, I think for £1.99, they're quite... Look... It's just as I break them.
I was talking to Penelope yesterday, and I just turned away, and she put these pair of round sunglasses on. And I turned back, and it shocked me. I thought it was Ozzy Osbourne had come in.
Will she be listening?
She will.
Yeah, she will. Hello, Penelope. You won't get in. She's very, very talented artist in lots of different mediums as well. So not just painting and drawing. She does sort of sculpture and all sorts of things.
She does indeed. Yeah.
Very talented. Yeah. So make sure you go and see her work at Pre-Loved, which will be from the 1st of June. And lots of other shops and organisations have artwork as well, where you can pop in. Some of it is actually for sale as well, and it's always a great thing to buy an original piece by an artist. Normally it doesn't cost a huge amount of money, and then you've got something that nobody else has got.
Absolutely. And they've got a hub in the Baytree Centre as well, which will be featuring lots of different artists.
So yeah, I think that was on the other day as well. They had like lots of artists in that little central bit, where the cafe used to be in the middle as you walk in.
That's it.
There we go. So there we go. That's all coming up with Roy in the next 20 minutes. I'm going to play 10cc. This is, I haven't heard this for a long time, Life is a Minestrone.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billerique's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savor unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
Here's the brand new one from Will Young. This is Falling Deep.
So easily, no praying or hoping can set me free. Yeah, yeah. When it moves like that, it's over, over. Chemicals react when you're closer. Now I'm falling deep, bloodshot eyes can't fall asleep. In my head, he's under me, and there's nothing I can do.
Roy's microphone up. I just said to Roy that track is not very good.
I agree.
there you are. You're on that mic. Yes. Yeah, that is Will Young. Now, I like Will Young. He did a great track called Playing Your Game, which is phenomenal. But, you know, the thing is, I get in so much independent music.
Yes.
And if you put that up against some of the tracks that I've got...
Well, Simon Cowell called him average when he first went on the pop star thing. And that track that Simon Cowell called average went to number one. So you never quite know.
No.
But I'm not sure that's got it.
No, it's all right. But see, the thing is, because he's got his name and everything behind it. It's like the new track as well by Taylor Swift. I don't know what's happened to me lately. I'm getting a bit moody, I think, in my old age.
Discerning.
Yeah, I kind of thought, I was listening to it with Scott Russell. I went, no. I mean, now, a lot of her stuff is amazing. She is a billionaire. She obviously is incredible. But I just thought, actually, that's not, if that was released by anybody else, nobody would play it. Because it's a bit dull.
Yeah.
Gosh, am I horrible?
Well, we've got to be honest.
Oh, I've turned into, I don't know, I've turned into my mum. That's the sort of thing she'd say, but just before I was about to go out. Are you wearing that? I'll be, no, I just got dressed up for a laugh.
You could be telling, what was her name? Nina Muscow, was it? Used to be on
Challenge.
Oh,
she's still around, I think. Yeah.
Used to really go into them, didn't she?
Yeah. But then that's what everybody says. We all like to think ourselves we're so kind, but we all, you know, say, well, my dad was terrible. We'd be somewhere and my dad would say, look at the size of her back. Look at the size of her backside. He would use a different word, actually. Didn't really swear. And then I turn around to look at somebody, hopefully, down the road, and they'd be in front of me. And I'd be dead.
Yeah, Penelope's dad was exactly the same. He got us into so much trouble. He'd say exactly those words.
Yeah, but he wasn't. My dad wasn't a bully, and he wasn't horrible.
No.
It's just he was just stating a fact. He'd say, "Look at the size of her back." He said, "Look at the size of her backside." And you would think that they would be so far away.
Yes.
I've got a friend that does that, and you turn around, and the people are like looking at literally there in your face. Yeah. But we all do it. We all say
things. As we get older,
things.
We get more honest.
That's what my mum used to say. I haven't got time to be mucking about and saying to you that you look wonderful. If you don't, I said, well, I'd rather not know because I'm about to go out of the house dressed like this. Thank you very much. There we go. Now, I tell you who has got a great track. Now, listen to this. This is George Bone. He's an independent musician. He is from Chelmsford, in fact. And this is his song called Summer Fling. I mean, listen to this. This is brilliant. And it's independent.
Excellent.
Ever love, and this is how it shows. Too young to know it all, but that's the way it goes. Taking photos and making memories, planning out our lives just the way it should be. That I care in the world, holding on tight, keeping closer by day and even closer by night. But fires can't burn when there's no fuel to light. I'm about to look in your eyes, you have no urge to fight. Time goes by and wars can start to rage. I thought you were different, special, but now I see you'll never change. I was looking for lifetime, you're looking for a temporary thing. Oh, it was a one, maybe a two, summer fling. This is how it slows. We're just losing ourselves in each other's lows. I've been finding out that when our trouble grows, trading time alone turns to trading blows. I've been holding on to hope, but now the die is cast. I've been tearing it down so I can burn the past. But fires can't burn when there's no fuel to light. I'm by the look in your eyes, you have no urge to fight. Oh, how time goes by and start to rage. I thought you were different, special, but now I see you'll never change. I was looking for lifetime, you're looking for a temporary thing. Oh, it was a one, maybe a two, summer.
I was breaking
start to rage. I thought you were different, but now I see you're never changed. I was looking for lifetime, you're looking for a temporary thing. Oh, it was a one, maybe a two summer.
See what I mean? That's independent music. That is absolutely fantastic. George Bone, and support local music. George Bone musician, you'll find him across socials. Coming up, we're going to end with Sir Stevie Wonder. I'll just give him a title with a song called Sir Duke. He's not called Sir Stevie Wonder, is he? I don't think he is, but he should be. Thank you very much to The Exact Opposite for being my guest. And coming up next, you've got another two fantastic hours with Roy Tysack. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great one.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away, left to A, when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. Ringing out, there's no way the band could lose. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.